Shine FM Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert each week, psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We're continuing our look at the Enneagram, and it's the head types of the Enneagram we've been looking at.
That's right. And so we're doing the second head type today, the Loyalist. So this is type six. I love sixes. They are who you want to be with if there is an emergency.
Oh.
Sixes are very focused on security, seeking safety, and they like to be prepared for problems. For type sixes, the greatest fear is being unprepared and unable to defend themselves from danger. Sixes are defined by their desire for safety and security. They seek to anticipate and avoid risk, and to align themselves with trustworthy authority figures and institutions. So sixes are alert and vigilant, always thinking several steps ahead to anticipate and prepare what could go wrong. So their deepest fear is being unprepared and unable to defend themselves. To cope with this fear, they attempt to be prepared for every possible turn of events. And their core motivation is their need for safety and security. They seek this through support and reassurance from other people, and they are extremely loyal to people and groups that they trust. So again, their passion is fear, but their virtue is courage. And when you meet a healthy six, it is just amazing to see how courageous they are as they face the true difficulties and dangers that exist in our world. And so here's my two growth tips for sixes. Own your power. Sixes tend to view life as a series of events that happen to them, rather than a journey where they steer the ship. So when sixes learn to own their power, they can move in a braver and bolder ways and how they show up in the world, and develop healthy habits to release anxiety. So because sixes are part of the head triad, they are definitely going to need to practice habits that allow them to focus on their bodies and to digest feelings that come up for them. It's especially helpful if a six can focus more on the present than on the future, and come up with stress-releasing strategies.
Okay, good info again, and I'm presuming we'll follow along and look at type 7 next week.
That's right.
There you go. The Enneagram learning styles. We'll continue that discussion 1 week from today. Kimberly, Eckert Center, I know in the last little while you've had a couple of new additions to the team.
That's right. So Jason Bosch is a registered psychologist returning to Eckert Center after about, I'd say, 15-year hiatus. And we are so glad to have him back. He's particularly passionate about working with young adults. He does career assessments and counseling, and he focuses on relationship counseling too. And then we have our new resident blogger who has joined our team, Maddie Stevenson, and she's a psychology university student, and she is continuing our dialogue on the Rosenberg Reset, which would be really good for sixes, by the way. And you can find that at our website at eckertcenter.com, then click resources, and then click blog, and you will see the series there. And just a reminder to listeners, because I've had a few listeners reach out when they want more information about our interviews, Mike, and our podcasts are listed on our website, which replay each of the sessions that you and I take together. So encourage people to check us out at eckertcenter.com.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kimberly. And of course, each week somebody has the opportunity to get a free initial visit. Who's that going to go to?
Go with caller number six.
Hey, I see what you did there. Caller six, 403-276-8888. Thank you so much, Kimberly, and we'll chat again next week.
My pleasure, Mike. Have a great day.
You too. Oh, and before you go, Kimberly, wanted to wish you a very happy Mother's Day. Hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to my number one fan who listens every Wednesday to me, my mom. And she is just an amazing human being. Mom, thank you for loving me with such an unconditional love and for introducing me to Jesus. I am so blessed.
Amen. That's awesome. And Kimberly, you know, I've got one of those number one fans in my life listening every day as well. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Moms are awesome.
They are.